Think about the last time you achieved something big, a promotion, a personal record, a milestone you'd been chasing. How long did that feeling last? A week, a day, maybe just a few hours before you started looking toward the next goal? Here's the uncomfortable truth. Success is a moving target that never stays still. You hit one benchmark and immediately the goalposts shift. Someone else achieves more, or you realize your accomplishment wasn't quite what you imagined. This endless chase is what happens when we confuse success with excellence. The difference is profound. Success measures you against others. It's about being better than the competition, climbing higher on the ladder, accumulating more wins. Excellence asks a fundamentally different question. Am I better today than I was yesterday? It's the difference between running someone else's race and running your own. Legendary runner Steve Prefontaine understood this deeply. He didn't race to beat other runners. He raced to discover his limits. To him, giving anything less than his absolute best was sacrificing the gift of his potential. Excellence isn't about being the best in the world. It's about becoming the best version of yourself, repeatedly pushing beyond what you thought possible. This is what makes excellence an infinite game, with no finish line, only continuous growth. We've been sold a romantic lie. Follow your passion and success will follow. The truth is more empowering. Excellence comes from finding something you're reasonably good at, then applying relentless effort to become great. Passion doesn't lead to mastery. Mastery creates passion. Consider Ryan Serhant, a struggling actor when the 2008 crisis hit. He conducted a brutal self-audit, asking friends how they described him. The feedback stung. He couldn't make eye contact. He lacked confidence. Using this painful truth as fuel, Serhant built New York City's top real estate team, selling $1.45 billion in 2019. His mantra, expansion, always in all ways. He didn't discover his passion for real estate, he built it through mastery. This reflects Carol Dweck's growth mindset, viewing abilities as starting points, not fixed traits. Even Steve Jobs reversed his position on iPhone apps after initially refusing outside developers. Excellence demands surrounding yourself with people who push you toward growth, what Brant Bescher calls transformational relationships that fundamentally change you. Eliud Kipchoge holds the world marathon record at 2:01:39. Despite humble beginnings in rural Kenya, he became the greatest marathoner through four principles. Discipline equals freedom, mindset training matters as much as physical training, teamwork amplifies individual effort, and process trumps outcomes. While the world marvels at his finishing times, Kipchoge obsesses over daily preparation, the unglamorous work nobody sees. Baseball superstar Mike Trout, with three MVP awards and a $426.5 million contract, values one metric above all, running to first base in 3.9 to 4.0 seconds every single time. "When you think about me, I hope you'll think about 3.9 and 4 flat," he says. It's about doing fundamentals right, consistently, even when nobody's watching. The 2016 Olympic swimming rematch between Michael Phelps and Chad Leclos illustrated this perfectly. As they waited to compete, Leclos kept glancing sideways at Phelps, while Phelps stared straight ahead. That divided attention cost Leclos fourth place, while Phelps reclaimed gold. When adversity strikes, we need our own fishing pole, something concrete to hold on to while everything else swirls around us. The 4-minute miles seemed impossible until Roger Bannister ran it in 3:59.4 in 1954. Within 46 days, another runner broke his record. Within a year, three more shattered the barrier. The limitation was psychological. Once someone proved it possible, the barrier dissolved. Breaking through requires confronting brutal reality while maintaining faith. Navy Commander James Stockdale survived 90 months as a POW in the Hanoi Hilton. When asked who didn't make it out, he replied, "The optimists. They died of a broken heart." This paradox, unwavering faith alongside harsh reality, is essential for excellence. Allison Levine, who completed the Adventure Grand Slam despite Raynaud's disease, teaches that you don't need to be the best to reach the summit. You just need to be relentless about putting one foot in front of the other. Unrealistic expectations kill more dreams than lack of ability. Excellence requires understanding that meaningful achievement takes longer than we imagine, then committing anyway. Howard Thurman offered counterintuitive advice. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. This isn't selfish. It's about finding sustainable fuel for the long journey. Jerry Seinfeld explained that exceptional achievement comes not from willpower, but from love, a bottomless pool of energy that sustains hard work. When you love your craft, preparation feels like privilege, not drudgery. Todd Henry's mantra, "Die empty," recognizes that the most valuable land in the world is the graveyard, where unwritten novels and unlaunched businesses are buried with their creators. This urgency isn't frantic activity. It's purposeful movement toward who you're capable of becoming. Michelle Obama challenges, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" as fundamentally flawed because it suggests an endpoint. Her journey through multiple careers demonstrates that excellence requires constant evolution. NBA player J.J. Redick captures this: "You've never arrived. You're always becoming." Rather than using doubters as motivation, embrace supporters and work to prove them right. Self-discovery requires action followed by reflection. You learn who you are through doing, not just thinking. True humility means recognizing you're one person with one perspective in a vast world. When Coach Ron Ullery needed to coach offensive line with zero experience, he called Cincinnati Bengals coach Jim McNally. Despite recovering from surgery with a full leg cast, McNally spent 4 hours teaching him every fundamental, the most beneficial learning experience in Ullery's 45-year career. Maria Konnikova, a best-selling author and PhD psychologist, decided to learn professional poker. She identified Eric Seidel, the silent assassin with over $37.7 million in earnings, as her ideal mentor. Within 3 years, she transformed from complete novice to tournament winner with over $300,000 in earnings. The lesson? Be optimistic, specific, and justifiable when seeking mentors. The Dunning-Kruger effect shows how people with lower ability overestimate their competence. To avoid this trap, surround yourself with truth tellers, pause before snap decisions, remain coachable, and don't fear saying, "I don't know." The 360-degree review gathers feedback from people above, beside, and below you, but you must take action on it or trust erodes. Former Amgen CEO Kevin Scherer experienced a breakthrough when IBM's Sam Palmisano taught him to listen solely for comprehension rather than waiting to talk. This shift contributed to growing Amgen from $1 billion to $15 billion during his tenure. In a world obsessed with shortcuts, excellence stands as quiet rebellion. It's 95-year-old Jiro Ono still refining sushi after 7 decades, saying, "I'll continue to climb, trying to reach the top, but no one knows where the top is." Excellence is slow. Destruction is fast. Theodore Roosevelt transformed from a sickly child into a formidable leader through disciplined self-improvement. When he died at 60, they found a book under his pillow, evidence that even after a lifetime of accomplishment, he never stopped learning. Excellence requires shoshin, beginner's mind. Beginners remain curious and open. Experts become closed-minded. Masters return to beginner-like humility, but with deep knowledge. Stop chasing success measured against others. Start pursuing excellence measured against your own potential. Identify one area where you'll commit to getting better today. Find someone further along and ask for guidance. Surround yourself with people who challenge you to grow. You've never arrived. You're always becoming. The question isn't whether you'll reach perfection, it's whether you'll have the courage to keep climbing anyway.